Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We will have that Dan Campbell locker room speech for you this hour as the Lions celebrate. Big win in Baltimore. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, Luke Sloan on the updates, and TJ Lang in studio for the last hour this morning.
How's it going, buddy?
Good.
A little tired?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What time did you guys get in last night?
I think we landed right around 3.
Okay.
Yeah, so got in the driveway probably 4-ish.
Nap. Quick nap.
Little like hour and a half.
Kids still got to get to school, don't they?
Tough to sleep. Yeah, I mean, it's just tough to sleep after games like that. You know, still buzzing and adrenaline's still pumping.
But yeah.
No, it was a fantastic night. And I'll be honest. I mean, I picked the Ravens on Friday.
Yeah, we did too.
We all did.
It was one of those things just, you know, yeah, week two looked really good, but you're at home. Like, I need to see them go on the road and prove it, you know, before I –
yeah,
start to say, oh, this is the same team that we, you know, but man, that was unbelievable. And just a dogfight, and even the momentum swings throughout that game, the emotional swings of, man, you, and in the first half, you got a chance to maybe go up 2 scores, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, man, like a couple blown assignments, we give it back, they go score, plus they're getting the ball out of half. Like, that could have been a turning point. In favor of Baltimore. But Lions just kept finding ways to answer. And we said it in the second half at one point. It's like, man, whoever can get like that first big defensive stop is probably going to have the advantage. And Lions were the first team there in the second half to get a stop. Got multiple, but just a tough, gritty-ass win, man. Like, that was impressive.
On the way out there, because you're obviously traveling with the team, you're around them at the hotel, the way that they took the field, it felt like they expected to win this game, and they played that way. Was that the feeling on the plane, at the hotel? This was a business trip. Did you feel like this was a possibility after having been around them versus the way that you felt, you know, on Friday when you picked the Ravens? Because we all did as well.
Yeah. Actually, as it got closer to Monday, I was kind of going back and forth. Like,
yeah.
Man, you know, like, I think this team is ready, because I didn't want to undermine or minimize that win against Chicago last week,
right?
And say like, oh, well, Chicago's just a bad team. I mean, Chicago proved, and I don't know how
they can score some points,
but they proved they can be a good team, you know, when they play well. But it was a kind of reminder of how big that Chicago game was, and even like, I don't know if you can have a must win in week two, but mentally, you know, to go out against Chicago and have that type of performance, like, that's a reminder that, like, yeah, we know who we are, right? So the more I thought about that going into last night's game, it's like, okay, like, they proved us last week, and it's week-to-week league, I get it, but they proved to us why they're still one of the top dogs, in my opinion. And that's just an incredibly difficult place to play, John. I mean, Baltimore night game, you know, Lamar's record. I didn't realize Lamar was 24-2 going into that game against NFC teams. I mean, it just seems like an impossible game to win.
Did you ever play there as a player?
I did, yeah. I think twice.
Yeah.
2013, I think we went back out in 2017. got demolished. I think Jake Rudock had to play a big portion of that game. And yeah, that one didn't go well, but it doesn't go well for a lot of teams,
yep.
You know, especially NFC teams that have to go in there. But yeah. I guess, like, I always kind of feel that vibe from the players and from Dan is that they're prepared.
Yeah.
And once they get to the stadium and once they get on that bus, like, it's they know exactly who they are.
Yeah.
Which is one of his ultimate characteristics, I think, is just – consistently getting these guys to buy in, to allow everybody to have your own personality, but demand the same mentality, you know, week in, week out is incredibly difficult from a coaching perspective. And he's got the recipe, man. He's got the recipe. They got the right leaders in that locker room that that can get everybody on the same page. And it's just, it's fun to watch when they're clicking like that, because it is a reminder.
Well, because
like, okay, man, like, we're just fine. Right?
We did very different shows after week one, you know, and you start worrying about all this stuff, all these questions.
Yeah.
They had answers.
Mm-hmm.
Like Baltimore, all of it was answered. Can you get to the quarterback? That's the mobilest of all mobile quarterbacks. They sacked him 7 times. And even on the plays they didn't sack him, he was hesitant. They threw different looks at him. That's a total team effort. That's a Kelvin Shepard feather in your cap. What about the offensive line? No Frank. We got questions. On the road, communication. We got answers. No sacks, clean pocket from the jump. First drive to the last drive, sacked 0 times. What about the run game? Can you move people around? 200 yards, 224 rushing yards, the most Baltimore's given up since 2012. Talk about what people don't do. 95-yard drives. Baltimore doesn't let people march up and down the field. Detroit did it with a 98.5-yard drive that took 11 minutes while Lamar's sitting there fiddling around on the sideline, out of rhythm. Detroit gets a goal line stand, red zone, Jack Campbell stepping up. Like, TJ, we've had no shortage of people to highlight today on the show.
I mean,
this is kind of a no-buts show. Like, there's no, yeah, well, what about, but. No, that is as dominant a game as they've played.
Yeah.
Arguably the most dominant game they played in the Dan Campbell era.
Did you guys talk to Coach this morning? Or you
tomorrow.
Okay, you get him tomorrow. Okay, that's what I
thought.
What
was he like after the game?
Those are like it, just what you said. It's difficult to interview him after the game because you want to highlight so many things, but you know you just have a certain – like you guys get, you know, 10, 12 minutes with him. I mean, I try to keep it around 5, and it's like I got to pick, you know, a list of 15 things, and I got to pick like 3 things or 4 things. And
so, like,
sometimes after a win, like he goes long, and it's like, man, I really want to get to this part because, you know, it was such a big part of the game, whatever it might be.
I didn't listen last night. What did you go with? What did he say?
I mean – honestly, I always ask him. I always ask him, and I'm actually kind of like in the side of the locker room right when they're doing the post game stuff because I just have to be prepared for Coach. And I always ask him about like the celebration, right?
Yeah.
And then you know, we always get the videos after a win, but when you hear it and you're like, hey, take us through, man, like how special that felt, right? And asked him about that. I mean, asked him. Coach always has a good instinct, I think, during the week. He will always kind of refer to, hey, on Thursday, you know, I kind of got a feeling this. Like,
yeah.
He talked about the defense, and man, Wednesday wasn't a great day. Thursday we got better. Friday was really good. Like Friday, I think I started feeling Friday going into Saturday that you know we're gonna have these guys ready. And then obviously just some of the what are you doing over there, Heather?
Sorry, I thought my volume was down.
Some of the individual performances, right? Have to highlight a guy like Montgomery who really brought a different spark, and Muhammad. I mean. Big question mark, you know, how you going to replace Davenport and, you know, saying, hey, we're good and we still feel good about our depth. And maybe a lot of people didn't believe him, but, you know, you watch the game yesterday and it's like, okay, you know, like it was so much good stuff. And, coach is always really good at kind of being even keeled, I think. But when I get to see him, when we get to see him, when those videos come out, the celebration and the speeches he gives, you understand exactly why these guys play so hard for him.
Yeah.
So, again, we're going to play the audio from the locker room, Dan Campbell addressing this team. It only counts for one win, but it does shift the way you view the start of the season. You know, we were talking about, hey, after Green Bay, just survive. Young offensive line, do you have enough up front on the trenches?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Get to 3-3 right around the bye Monday night. Counts only for one, but you start looking at the schedule now, TJ, and Cleveland, they're going to be on red alert. There's no sneaking up on them. Since he without their
blown off,
Kansas City with no
Kansas
Rice.
Kansas City's not looking as scary, maybe. I mean,
I'm not telling you that they just locked up a 5-1 start or anything like that, but suddenly it's on the table, right? It wouldn't have been on the table if they lost. This is one of those games people thought they would lose before the season started.
And, I mean, even after week one, the conversations of, like, are you going to be chasing Green Bay the entire season? Like, and then they drop a game to Cleveland, too. It's just kind of a double win, right? To
the not scales only go, have been even.
Yeah, 100%. And that's why this is just such, and I'm guilty of it too. We overreact on Mondays, right? In this case, you know, Tuesdays. And hey, we're all the way back where 2 weeks ago it was, oh my goodness, like, are we going to win 10 games? Like, what are we going to get to the playoffs? Like, it's a disaster. But you kind of mentioned the offensive line a couple times. I talked with Graham and a couple of those guys after the game and was just asking about, like, you know, the difference between the second road game as opposed to the first road game. And really, and John, chime in too. It's just you need reps together, right?
Yeah.
Especially when you're on the road and the operation that they like to do in silent count with Graham looking under his legs to get the leg kick, you're relying on two young guards next to you in week one, Green Bay.
Making calls.
Tate, who's never played a snap of NFL regular season football, where all of a sudden the defense shifts right before the snap, and it's like, oh, dude, you got to tell me, right? Like, that's your job. I can't see it.
My world just changed.
You need to tell me this, man. Like, you know, and I'm not saying that was a huge issue in Green Bay, but it definitely popped up.
Yeah,
it popped up. And Baltimore tried to do some similar things yesterday where you could see, you know, switching the defensive tackles, you know, as his head's between his legs and pops up and bam, everybody's on the same page. And so offensive line, it's still not, you know, perfect. It's never going to be perfect, but even some yesterday, you're looking at, I think there was one right at the end of the half where one of the defensive ends had a free shot on Jared Goff, and he took a pretty big hit, had to just throw the ball away. Looked like a miscommunication, not going to blame, you know, play the blame game, but you could still see some areas that are like, okay, it's definitely improving, but still got a little bit of work to do. And even sticking with the offensive line, yesterday I thought Hank Fraley, he got the tag run game coordinator, I think, this season.
Yeah.
And what the adjustments that they've made in the run game. Early was like, oh, boy, this is going to be a long day. We can't run zone. We can't get to the edge. We can't do that. And then they're just like, you know what?
Between the tackles.
No Matabike, who's a really good three tech for Baltimore. We're just going to keep this thing in the A gap. We're going to get duo. We're going to get three double teams across the board and hope our tight ends, you know, hold up one-on-one. And that's when the game really started to change. That's when they started to control the line of scrimmage. So I like the adjustments that I saw yesterday to get the run game going that I didn't really see from a coaching staff perspective in week one. Now, I know that game was totally different because it started getting out of hand. But there's just those little things that make a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
And adjustments from the players and adjustments from the coaches are just as important as well.
248-539-9797. I see the people on hold. They got some good points to make. TJ, we've been asking people today, what did they prove with that game? And we've been asking people, the best regular season win for the regime? Could you argue it? We'll get some of your thoughts on that coming up next. It's 97.1.
America's favorite place to watch football, and we're loving football this morning, is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. You can chill in one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive 40-foot-tall high-definition screen located at Circa Resort and Casino. It's in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now. Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
We got TJ Lang in studio. We'll get to your phone calls. Victory Tuesday is here, and oh, is it sweet. Lions go on the road and bully Baltimore. What did they prove to you? Prove that they're one of the elite teams. They're the hammer. They're not the nail. And for all the talk about the things they lost, culture's still here. The identity stays the same. Can they stop a mobile quarterback? Well, as good a test as any is Lamar Jackson in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Can this young offensive line bully people like they used to? 295-yard drives. That'll quiet people. Goff, clean pocket, more clutch fourth downs. I mean, TJ, what did they prove? What did they show you?
Oh, you just listed off everything. But, yeah, they proved that they're still one of the big dogs, you know. And try not to overreact after a loss. Try not to, you know, overreact. But that was a massive win. And I know you asked a question, biggest regular season win. It's right up there with me and, you know, KC from a couple years ago going on the road, and because that was really kind of the start of like we might have something here, right? That was kind of where you maybe started to cement your identity
as a force to be reckoned with as a program.
So I mean, can't say how impressive last night was enough just with everything going into that thing. And I thought the linebackers played excellent, man. Got beat on coverage a couple times, you know, one-on-ones with Mark Andrews. But in the run game and getting to Lamar, I mean, all those guys, Barnes and Jack and Anzalone.
I thought Derek Barnes played a really good game.
Yeah.
And it's not that nobody else did, but when you're tasked with trying to open field tackle Lamar, like that's tough.
Yeah.
And they highlighted early in the game, there was one where, you know, he got left, you know, looking at a ghost. But for the most part, he did extremely well. And then Jack Campbell and the defense, when you have the ball on the 1 yard line and you're looking across, they got Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, and they don't get a touchdown with second and goal to go from the one. That to me, and the way that Jack Campbell played on that third down situation to force them to kick that field goal, put them all the way back on the 20-yard line. Like, they just came up big in all the right moments.
Yeah, getting a stop on fourth down. I know they – technically, it's a turnover. I mean, you caused the fumble. They recovered it, but it's fourth down. So, huge play in that game. I think Zach Cunningham, who's a depth linebacker, veteran guy, was in on a couple of those goal line plays as well. And offensively, I mean, sneaky, really good game from Sam Laporta.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the third down conversions he was getting.
Also in the blocking.
I mean, the blocking was highlighted a couple times with him and Brock Wright, you know, on the backside one-on-one and just digging guys out and giving some of those cutback lanes. Like, yeah, it's hard to find, you know. I mean, if you're nitpicking, saying, like, what do you got to improve on? Obviously, you know, the end of half there where you get the ball with minute 20 left and, man, got a chance to kind of throw an early dagger in. Did it well last against Chicago. Right, got that touchdown, you know, with 3
much different opponent though.
No doubt, but just the operation, situational football. I mean, took care of the football, good in the red zone, really good on third downs again, 3 for 3 on fourth down. Like that's winning football, man. That's winning football, no matter who you play. Obviously, we saw it against what we still believe is a big dog themselves in Baltimore. Like, I think they're still going to be fine.
Absolutely.
Right? Going to be interesting with them. I mean, this weekend, Kansas KC. City. I mean, they're both 1-2. One of those teams dropping to 1-3 early in the season. That's going to be like, okay, you know, maybe pressure's going to be on. But I don't think that changes. Did last night change anybody's opinion of Baltimore? Like, we're not sitting here today saying, like, well, maybe Baltimore's not who we thought they were. Like we said about Chicago last week.
They're going to win that division. Okay. They're going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They're going to be a problem.
Okay. Yeah. I agree with you. Which why that I think we all feel the way we do.
About the Lions is because it doesn't say Baltimore's bad. It says we're good. Correct. It says if you had any doubts about Detroit still being on that cream of the crop, one of the elite teams sitting at the table to win a championship. Yeah. Like, again, they didn't win the Super Bowl last night, and they're ultimately going to have to do it in the playoffs. But in terms of regular season wins, There's going to be very few that you could argue were better. I made the case that Minnesota last year with what was at stake, you could bring up Kansas City because it was a tone setter and a tougher place to play against the reigning champs. Mm-hmm. You could go with Green Bay to close out that season when they had nothing to play for. It showed who they were, keeping the Packers out of the playoffs. The point is there's only three or four maybe that are on the level of what they just did last night since Dan Campbell showed up. Let's get to Josh and Warren. Start there on the phones. Josh, you're on 97.1.
Hey guys, last night was amazing, and it completely changed my view on this team and what they need. And I think this is the moment where it's an all-in move like the Rams did, and it's not for a DN like everybody wants. They need to go out and get like a Sauce Gardner move, like how the Rams got Jalen Ramsey. Because Kerryon Arnold, he is the only weak link I feel on this defense that's stopping us from being a complete football team. And if they go out and they make a move and get a shutdown corner on that side, I don't see a team in this league stopping us. And I feel like it's the time now to go out and make a move for a player like that.
It's not where I thought we were going, but
no.
Well, hey, I mean, you know, that is kind of, I mean,
really I hear you, Josh. Opened up my eyes on how good they are.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I just think that kind of seems to be the big thing right now is if you feel like you're close, like, make the move, you know.
This call is being recorded.
Okay, all right.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe.
Josh, can you share this with family and friends, are you?
It's already being recorded, Josh. You can go back on the Odyssey app and re-listen to it, man.
I was trying to unmute myself. No, it's just last night with all the pressure they got, you know, you have 7 sacks. You see Muhammad really stepping up. And I feel like if you go out, and that's what the Rams did. They got Jalen Ramsey, and that defense completely changed, and they won a Super Bowl that year. So I feel like we're at that step to where we shut down that other side of the field. We almost had 2 picks last night, and it would have completely changed the game and been a bigger blowout than what it should have been.
Yeah, on the same drive, like, it was Branch, and then it was Reed in the end zone.
Yeah.
You're right about it. And again, they had that thing teetering. I mean, Baltimore battled back down 2 scores to make it a 1-score game late, but Detroit was putting it on them.
Josh is at F them picks mode right now.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, you know, and here's the thing, too. Like, they still, last I checked, I mean, the Lions still have a ton of cap space.
Yeah, but they want to roll it over, though.
No, but if they did feel like, you know, hey.
Really?
We're back.
I'm just saying, like, we got to keep it 100 with people.
You can roll some of it, yeah.
You can roll a ton of it over, which is what they're planning on doing. You don't have to like it or agree with it. That's part of their calculus.
Yeah, well.
Don't make me the bad guy. I don't make the
decision.
You're
the one that said it.
It's the truth.
Well, they're not going to do anything because they want to roll it over.
Okay, you know what, John?
They still want to sign Hutch.
Enough of you. Let's get to Anthony.
Enough of you.
Anthony, more of you. You're on 97.1.
Hello?
Good morning. How are you doing, Anthony?
Gotcha.
Good. How about them Lions out there?
Yeah.
Attaboy.
Oh, yeah. How about Hutch? How about those 7 sacks to Lamar?
Bro, that was great.
Like, that was awesome.
that was great.
I think the Lions opened some doors up. I mean, I don't want to speak too soon, but it might be looking like we're going to hit that Super Bowl this year.
Anthony, is your wife telling you what to say?
No, my wife's in the background yelling, saying, hell yeah, go Lions.
That's awesome. Love it.
She ain't telling me what to say. We've been a Lions fan since they were 3-13 years ago, and then we got Dan in the office. The only thing that got me going was Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn knew that they were leaving, and that's what screwed us up for the Super Bowl last year.
That and the rash of injuries. But yeah, I think
a bunch
that,
of turnovers.
You know, to your point, Anthony, they, you know, there was a moment yesterday where I don't think they had to remember who they were, but I think we got reminded who this team is. The mentality of Dan Campbell came through in all three phases.
Yeah, you want to talk about what's going to happen when you lose these guys. Well, culture. If you got a good culture, you can lose guys and not miss a beat.
And you will. It won't be the last time.
Right.
You keep winning like that.
248-539-9797. No shortage of Lion phone calls today. We'll get through as many as we can. Heather gave us a little bit of a karaoke moment early in the show. We'll play that coming up next. We'll get the Dan Campbell audio out to people next. And we'll work in a little bit of news. TJ Lang in studio. It's a Victory Tuesday, 97.1.
Hey, Lions fans. Heather here to tell you Verizon is helping you get your gear game ready. Now through September 30th, visit a participating Detroit Verizon store and you can score big. Choose an accessory for your phone, tablet, or gaming device worth up to $70 on us with a new phone purchase on select My Plan activations. Think of it, a new phone case, an extra long charging cable, or a portable battery pack to keep you powered up all game day long. Make your move now and switch to the number one network in Detroit. Visit your local Verizon store today, only on Verizon, the official 5G network of the Detroit Lions. Accessory offer while supplies last to first customers during promo period. One gift per purchase per account. Apple accessories ineligible. See store for additional terms and details. Based on Root Metrics Detroit Root Score Report, 1H2025, tested with best commercially available smartphones on 3 national mobile networks across all available network types. Your experiences may vary. Root Metrics rankings are not an endorsement of Verizon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now. Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
Can I get some context on that?
Yeah, a minute. Just enjoy it. Stop talking.
Oh, I didn't know it was over. Okay. Take us home.
It was a question in the two grand slam.
Yeah.
Oh, two grand slam. I forgot on Tuesdays I come in.
It's also how you describe David Montgomery's running style.
Boom, boom, pow. What was the question if the answer was boom, boom, pow?
Which band had the song Boom, Boom, Pow?
Oh, don't give
boom,
it to
pow.
Me. I wanted to play it. Oh.
That's the question.
Oh.
Who sang
that's,
who
Boom
is this?
Boom Pow?
I mean, I know that's Fergie. Why am I drawing a blank on the band?
It's from 09.
Oh, boy. Oh, Black Eyed Peas.
There you go.
Okay, okay. All right. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't play coming off 2 hours of sleep. It's better just to
leave the people wondering. Yeah, we can go through the entire list for you. Uh-huh. Here's one.
Did somebody win recently?
Yeah, couple weeks ago, yeah. Who do the Red Wings play tonight?
No idea. No idea.
Preseason hockey?
No idea. Oh, my gosh. I'm not even close to being in hockey mode.
Yeah, this one was a little bit evil. Who's the head coach of the Oklahoma City Thunder? Yes. So,
all right, we don't need
you
to.
You can always tell somebody won because the questions get a lot harder. I feel like the next couple months.
It's not a coincidence, Tom.
Well, what was Justin Verlander's ERA in 2012?
2.40
through the first 12 starts only on day games. Anyway, before we get back to the calls,
who was the Lions' backup right tackle in the 1954 season?
We're gonna win this money over our dead bodies.
Here he was drafted. Didn't start yet.
All right, guys, we can't be giving out $2,000 every week. Okay, toughen these things up a little bit, boys.
Before we get back to the calls,
of Oklahoma City. What's yeah, no the kidding. Answer on that?
Dagnall.
Yeah.
Who?
Mark Dagnalt.
They won a championship.
Yeah, like forever ago. Oh, wake up. That, anyway.
NBA season's coming. Everybody's obsessed with football.
That's obscure.
By the way, I missed the Verlander thing by 1 year. It was 2011. He had the 2.40.
Nerd.
Isn't that pretty sick?
Well, nerd.
You want to stump him with another
no
one, Tom?
$2,000 for you, Tom.
Nerd.
Dan Campbell locker room audio. I have not heard this yet, John. Have you heard this?
No.
Okay,
no.
They posted it late morning. Let's play it for people.
The Aquaman got a game ball.
Aquadine, yeah. Minty fresh. Bob Muhammad, as the afternoon likes to call him.
Well, we had somebody call in this morning, and instead of Alquadine, they said Aquadine.
Yeah.
And so,
So Mike said it for... He keeps playing like that. People are going to start calling. They're not going to be forgetting your name much.
Not man. At all.
No. Good to see. Obviously, well-deserved for him to get the game ball.
We're good.
Playing, I mean, you know, hey, it's once you put it on tape, though, John, you know it.
Expectations there.
Expectations
you've done
raised,
it once.
And, you know, you got to be consistent with it. Do I expect 2.5 sacks every week? No. Do I expect to have a nice role in this defense and to continue to, you know, find a ways to get pressure and bring a spark?
If you're always going to be singled up, because you know the double and triple team are going to be on Hutch, you're going to be singled up. You got to win some of those.
Yep, and he did yesterday. It was a good start.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time really extended – playing time, starting, playing a ton of snaps, man. It was good to see.
It's the guy that Adam and Frankenmuth wants to spotlight. Adam, good morning. Happy Victory Tuesday.
Umpire Adam here, brother, just giving you a call. I was right on Davenport last week, you know, and last Monday I said that guy was hurt, remember? You know, like, hey. But what I'm saying is, man, I'm just going to call him Big Al. I'm not going to mess with the name. It's Big Al. It's like somebody missed him. Somebody missed him in the draft because he looked elite. Just really proud of those Lions to come out there and get that win, to come out. I mean, is Montgomery the featured back, or is it Sonic? I don't know, because Montgomery has looked great all year. And not to take anything away from Gibbs. Gibbs is stud, too. But, man, Montgomery just runs with a different purpose. He looks like he's running with his hair on fire. Just watching the game plans and things of that nature, man. Look, going forward, The Lions are looking tough. I don't want to go Valente and say, hey, we need to go out and find some end now. At the end of the day, I like what we have. I think we can be competitive going forward. Just to hit on a little bit of Michigan things going forward, man, we're tough too there, man. Love me some Underwood. We haven't had a guy like that. I can't remember when. So,
yep.
Yeah, man, the Lions look good. They really do. I just think that, like, going on the road and winning the NFL is probably the hardest thing to do in sports. And to show up there on a Sunday, you know, on a Monday night when everybody's watching, and to deliver the performance that we did, hats off to Dan Campbell. They all call him a meathead, this, that, and the other. That guy is one of the best coaches in the NFL. And with that being said, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Blue.
Appreciate it.
Luxury to have Montgomery and Gibbs, right?
No doubt.
One's not working. Hey, let's mix it up. Go to the other guy. Can it just have the same amount of success? Yeah. I'm not going to say Monty should be the lead featured back. They clearly have a recipe that works. But
you need them both. So it's a long season.
Yeah.
By the way, you mentioned the afternoon show. they're going to give them their flowers today. We've all said that. There's no way around it today. There's
no
hang up.
Yeah,
I would think so. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, probably a couple snarky comments somewhere, but no.
We have an alarm for that. They can borrow it if they'd like.
If it was like a... Like, John, if it was like a controversial win or something or a blown call here or there,
sure.
You got lucky, like, it. Yep. But even, no, I mean, I don't think there's anything you could really
that was emphatic
nitpick on from yesterday, man. I would imagine everybody's going to be pumped up today.
Yeah.
Heather with the news.
So there's a high school in Memphis, Tennessee that has one of the best marching bands in the entire country, all right? But this past Friday, the band was told they couldn't play at a varsity football game at an opposing team's school. They were basically told that they were going to be too disruptive, too loud. So the band found an epic way to fight back, and they performed with kazoos.
They bought tickets.
So, yeah, it sounds like the community kind of rallied together and got every member of the band tickets to the game. They all showed up with kazoos and put on a performance with them instead. So, basically, they did what they would have done with instruments. But they also had, it sounds like, drumsticks, too.
Yeah.
So, they still performed, probably in a more annoying fashion.
Oh, much more. Yes.
Than they would have if they got to show up with their own instruments.
Yeah.
So.
I can't play a kazoo, by the way.
You can?
I can't figure it out.
You just blow into it.
No, it's not.
I don't have a lot of experience, Jim.
It's not just that, though. You do have. My kids just got kazoos in a goodie bag, and it's more challenging than you would think.
Just blow harder.
It's not easy.
You're welcome. It's not easy. PETA isn't pleased with Tom Brady. On Sunday, he called the Cowboys versus Bears matchup, and after Cowboys wide receiver George Pickens was seen slamming his helmet into the ground, Brady's reaction drew some criticism. It's that kicking of the dog comment that captured PETA's attention, and they're encouraging him to remember that millions of people listen to him and that the language he uses can either encourage kindness or violence towards animals.
That's not nearly as bad as the saying you use.
Yeah.
Now that I said it out loud, I realize it's not great.
She has never heard of the, hey, you get home, kick the dog, kiss the wife. She's not heard that phrase, but she always uses the phrase
shoot the cat. Like, instead of swearing, like, especially around my kids or things, I'll be like, ah, shoot the cat. I'll say
that
instead of saying.
The dog probably survives. The cat's dead.
Oh, boy.
I know.
I mean,
and then now
lesser of two evils. I mean, the dog will be fine.
But I had never heard the kick the dog before. That was a new saying
me. That whole interaction was awkward.
Yeah, it was a little
weird.
Like,
he was trying to be fun. Oh, those helmets.
Yeah.
Kick the dog. If you're traveling through Detroit Metro Airport this month, be aware that the tram, obviously, that can quickly take passengers between gates in the McNamara Terminal, is down for maintenance.
Oh,
it's not there. So you will have to trek the mile-long concourse on your own. Just be aware of that. So plan accordingly. The tram is expected to return to service on Monday, September 29th. Of course, there is still the moving walkways and there is wheelchair assistance, but that is not, you cannot make a reservation for that. It's kind of first come, first serve. So just be aware. Finally, can I do one more quick?
Yeah.
There's a 48-year-old woman who was arrested in Florida after allegedly battering a man with silly string.
What?
I don't know exactly what led to this confrontation, but apparently there was one. She began spraying this man with silly string, emptied the can. It wasn't really the string that
did it. She opened up a can.
She did. And then she threw the can, which is the bigger problem. It hit him in the forehead.
It
caused a gash.
An empty can.
She's been charged with battery. We don't know anything about this woman, except that her phone number is linked to an escort service. So,
was she hot? Oh. Is there a picture?
Battered
with
silly string.
That's the news.
Can't you just like run away? Or put your hand up?
Move?
Move to the side?
You can't get me.
You couldn't just take the can from her?
Evidently not. All right. Heather,
it's starting to escalate.
Those damn escorts.
Yeah, TJ? We'll get some thoughts from Lions fans to wrap the show next. 97
of experience.
Yeah, no experience with that either.
John, what are you going to tell them about?
FanDuel is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you're going to unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines. Whatever your style, FanDuel's got you covered. The NFL season is here. In fact, we're done with week three already. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to download the FanDuel app today and get started. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager. Only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable. Bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Was a spanking. Rico on social media calling it maybe the most impressive and most complete games he's ever seen the Lions play. So if you thought there's going to be some kind of discrediting, I think they're going to get their flowers later today. And you have to.
Yeah.
Let's get to the phones. All right. 248-539-9797. Hear from the people on this one. Let's go, John in Detroit. John, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, man. I don't want to repeat everything anybody else said today because it's all been said. Except I think the game-changing play of the game, and he should have got a game ball, was Bates. He made a game-changing tackle that probably changed the whole outlook of the game up to that point, and I haven't heard anybody mention that yet.
What was the score at the time? You remember?
14-7.
Okay.
Yeah, and it did. It saved a touchdown, most likely.
Yeah, and a huge momentum swing.
Yeah, and that's the same drive.
It was a huge momentum swing, and nobody's even mentioned it today. He should have got a game ball, in my opinion.
I'm sure he will. But, yeah, I'm with you. I think that was – if they return a kick in response to that drive that the Lions went on, 98.5 yards, and then all of a sudden – they return that kick for a touchdown, any momentum you had is gone.
It's a great point because instead you get the momentum of your drive and then Baltimore stalls out of the goal line all back-to-back in that second quarter.
Yeah, maybe if he hit that. Did that 67-yarder look like it had the distance? It did from our view, but we were at like the complete opposite side of the field.
So they didn't really show it.
Oh, they didn't?
No,
okay.
All they showed was it was wide left.
Yeah.
But from the angles that they showed – I can't say for sure, but it looked like it had the distance.
I thought it did just from my angle because the returner didn't have a chance
to return it. Yeah.
Right, which means it was probably four, 5 yards out of the end zone.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just missed it, maybe a couple yards wide left.
Yeah, yeah. And you were probably saying the same thing. It would have been awesome for him to make that, especially against Baltimore since they set the record against us at Ford Field.
Yeah, nice karma.
But as soon as they're lining up, and I do the math, I'm like, at 67 yards, ooh, you better cover.
Right.
Because that is not – that's not something that PAT field goal team is designed to do.
Track down the ball and kick cover.
And eight offensive linemen. Right. And
a long snapper.
A holder. And a snapper. Yeah, not designed to go cover receivers and return guys.
If they return it – that guy, whoever, I don't know who they had back there, but he's going to get 30 yards of a head of steam to survey where everybody is covering. Mm-hmm. And now you're hoping that you've got somebody that can make a tackle.
Bates would have had to make a second big tackle.
Could have.
Yeah. Marty, you were at the game. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, fellas. Yeah, my dad came down. We just moved down here to Maryland, and to TJ's point, I mean, the Ravens really went above and beyond to make this, you know, really in the Ravens' favor. It was electric the entire time. But, John, to your point earlier, I mean, the team from the very start, you can tell that they were unfazed. I mean, it was just unreal. Dan had the team prepared going into the second half. I mean, the momentum was in the Ravens' favor. But just some stats that I picked up on the drive back home last night. Lamar was going, I think going into this, he was 11-12 in primetime games, 7-2 or 7-1 for Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Ravens didn't have an opponent take a 90-yard drive against them since, like, the franchise started, and we had two. And I think Flowers was, like, the leading receiver going into this or after 2 weeks, and he was essentially shut down. So just – overall, just couldn't believe it. Great experience, and just happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, thanks, Marty. It was It looked every bit of what Marty was talking about there in regards to, and I was just trying to look at the receiving yards. Flowers had two catches for 13 yards on three targets.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
There's artificial intelligence. Then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a three-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single-family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over a million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Oh! Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.